recorded in Fairbanks in the summer of 1973. Jerome Lardy and Peggy Collins had talked to him just the day or two before.
I don't want to, you know, waste your time and repeat what they did.
No.
What did you do? Just talk about the early days of the Road Commission up here, or
just mostly, generally? Yes. Mm-hmm. About the methods of construction, maintenance, and one thing or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in town. I guess I just don't get around enough. Tell me about last night's Pioneer mug-up. Did you have a good time? I'm just testing this for
I sure did. I had the time of my life. I was told before I went up there that I wouldn't see many of the old-timers there, but whoever told me that now, I don't remember who it was. They sure were mistaken.
You didn't know what he was talking about.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Of course, they were not the real old-timers, but they were still old-timers. When I say real old-timer, I mean, as you said a minute ago, the Klondikers,
right,
the fellows of the 98, but they are getting to be few and far between. In fact, I really offhand couldn't mention any here now, and I cannot mention remember any of in our organization there in Seattle except one man, who is Ed Conrad, who is now, I believe, around 104 years of age and living over in Yakima, Washington.
Is that right?
He doesn't get around anymore. But all these fellas here were fellas that I've known here in Fairbanks, clear back to the 1920s. Some of them were just knee-high to a grasshopper when I was here.
Little children, yeah.
Ruth the Berglund. I don't remember her married name now, but Ruth, for instance, just a youngster, her father worked for me back in the early days there. And, several of them that way.
Yeah.
And I seen others there that I hadn't seen for years. Clifford Smith. I was never so surprised.
Is that the Clifford Smith who had the ice house here?
The son of Murray Smith who had the ice house here, yes.
Murray Smith. Someone was telling me I should talk to him, but do you know where he's staying? Is he going to
be
here
for
a while?
I don't know. I haven't any idea.
Clifford Smith, and he was the son of Murray Smith.
Murray Smith, yeah.
Who had the ice house, and that was over there on...
It was up on First and...
Hall Street?
Hall.
First and Hall.
That's right.
And I saw Alaska Link talking to you last night. In fact, I took a picture of you with her. you've known, how long have you known Alaska?
I've known Alaska ever since, way back in the early 20s, before she ever was married to Edson Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Knew her father, knew Jimmy, and her sister.
What's your sister's name? I never did.
Margaret.
Edson Moody is her father. And her sister is Margaret, and her brother is Jimmy.
Yep.
And he just retired from Pan Am, she
he
said.
He just retired from Pan Am about a year ago, I believe. And they had a retirement party for him there in Seattle, and it was just like almost like a homecoming here.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
It was.
I'll bet it was.
It really was.
Well, the Moody's who ran the store at Esther, now that was her family?
That's right.
Now, Mrs. Moody, was that Alaska's mother?
No. Alaska married Edson
Alaska,
Moody.
Alaska, yeah, right, of course.
Edson Moody.
So Edson Moody's mother was Mrs. Moody who ran the store.
It was Mrs. George Moody.
Uh-huh. So it's related, it's not his... I had met her years ago when I'm just a chichaco. I've only been here 25 years. So.
25 years? Heck, I've been gone almost.
Yeah, I know. So I say I'm a chichaco. Well, you said that there was an Ed Conrad in Yakima who's 104.
Mm-hmm.
When my husband's father who was Jack Dalton, they mm-hmm. left here and they went to Seattle. They left Alaska, left Cordova, and then they went to Seattle, and then they went to Yakima.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be interested to know if Ed Conrad would remember. Do you suppose he...
I kind of doubt it now, because he's the last I'd heard, he was in pretty bad shape. He's in a rest home.
Yeah, probably doesn't remember too
probably,
much.
Probably doesn't now.
Yeah.
Because I know the last time I seen him, which was about 3 or 4 years ago, his memory was very poor then.
104.
I believe that's darn right it is.
Can I get back? Do you mind telling me when you were born and when you came to Alaska?
I was born in Indiana, 1893, December the 22nd. Came to Alaska in 1914. Came to Seward first.
1914 to Seward.
Fooled around over there out in the hills until 1916, then I went to work on a railroad. Worked on the railroad, the engineering department down the south end until 1920.
When you came up here, you said in 1914, you were born in 1893, so you were 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When you came up, were you a graduate or had you taken engineering training?
Seattle University.
Mm-hmm. And you graduated?
No, I only finished about 2 years of it. It was at Seattle, they called it Seattle College then. It's Seattle University now.
But Seattle University is a Catholic school
yes.
now. Was it
yeah.
then?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So then you went to Seward and you stayed there till 1916 and then went to work in Anchorage.
No, I worked stayed right in Seward and worked out of Seward.
On the railroad?
On the railroad, yeah.
So you were, you must have been involved in the engineering of the Alaska Railroad from Seward to Anchorage this way.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
I worked first on the south end, and then I came up here in 1920 and worked on this end.
Came to Fairbanks in 1920.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you in Nenana in 1923?
No, I might have been. Obviously, I worked here in Fairbanks for a while, and then I went down to what I think they call it Jack River now. And then during the early 20s, I kind of hopped back and forth, first with the road commission, then with the railroad, and I was on engineering maintenance for a while from Fairbanks to Broad Pass. So I was in and out of Nenana, and I was in Nenana. I was down there the year they drove the spike down there.
You just didn't happen to be there on the 15th of July when the president went through.
Yes, I was there that very same day, and before they drove the darn old spike, I had to come up here to railroad and get some, or came up here to Fairbanks and get some rope to take down there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Were you there when President Harding drove the spike?
Yeah. Okay.
Were you there last Sunday when
no.
they? Well, that's, I'm sorry that you weren't. That's.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know they were going to do anything about it at all, so I just let them go ahead and drive their spike.
Well, I'm really sorry about that. That would have been something to have you there.
Yeah.
Because you were an important part of the railroad.
Yeah, well, I was there.
They had, I think, 10 or 12 people who were in Nenana at the time.
Uh-huh.
I think if they had done a little bit of advertising among some of the pioneers, they would have found quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Callahan, for example, he's
yeah.
kind of headquartered out in Nenana for
uh-huh.
oh, the last 50, 60 years,
yeah.
you know, off and on.
Uh-huh.
And he was in a real huff. He got down there, and of course, no one knew. You know, I drove down. If I'd
yeah.
known that, they call him Uncle Dick down there in Nenana.
Uh-huh.
If I'd only known, I would have picked him up and taken him. But
oh, yeah.
I had lots to do, so I just zoomed off.
Uh-huh.
It was raining cats and dogs here, but when we got to Nenana, it was pretty
mm-hmm.
nice. But it was kind of an impressive little ceremony. Well, so you remained with the railroad then?
How's that?
You remained?
Well, I remained with the railroad and
the
until
road
about 1926, or maybe it was 28 before I went to work for the road commission permanently.
And when you went to work for the road commission permanently, what was your job? Just engineer?
First, junior engineer.
Junior engineer. And you remained with the road commission then until when?
Till 1950. November 1950.
November. And did they retire you or did you retire them?
Well, I retired them.
So by 19...
I'd been up here long enough, I figured that if I was going to get any enjoyment out of my retirement, I'd better get out and do it while I was young enough to get up and go.
So you got up and where did you go?
I went to California and bought a place there. But the missus and I, we just started out traveling. The first car I had when I left Fairbanks here put 150,000 miles on it. Got rid of it, kept it going some more, and put another 150,000 on that. In the meantime, also put several miles on one on other people's cars. There's another old timer there in Seattle by the name of Ivor Quinbolt. He wanted to go to Florida, for instance. So him and I hitched up his car and we left Seattle and drove across the continent down to Key West, Florida, back across the south coast and up the west coast to Seattle. Also made one trip up here in 54. So, and the present car I've got at home's got about 80,000 on it. But I'm not driving as much now, I'm flying more now.
Flying more, yeah. Well, today, when you went to the Pedro Monument dedication, this lady you were with is from California. Now, what is her name again?
Her name is Mildred Rogers. She is a niece of Elwood Kunkel, who worked for the Road Commission in the early 30s and up until 1942. He died in 1942 over an alive and good road at Tatalina River and is buried up here in a Masonic plot.
She said, I just talked to you briefly there, and she said that he had
How's that?
Gone. I just spoke to you briefly out at the Pedro Monument.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Rogers was saying that her uncle had written quite a history. He'd
well,
go out in the winter and
yeah,
work
he,
on it.
See, he was up in the 40 mile before he came down here. And, I guess that was probably the early 30s or maybe the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember just when it was. And also his brother. And I have an idea that this book is more in the form of a diary.
Probably.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I think it is. I think it's more in the form of a diary.
Sounded like that when
yeah.
she talked about it today.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was 800 typewritten pages. That
yeah.
sounds like a diary to me.
Yeah.
I talked to a man just a week or so ago. And as a matter of fact, I picked him up and took him to the mug-up last night. His name is Ed Jano, it's spelled like Juno, only J-A-N-E-A.
Ed Jano. Used to be in Nome in the
40
early
mile.
Days?
No,
40 miles?
No, he's always been up in the 40 mile district. He went on the Shoshana stampede in the early 1900s.
Well, there's been a Jano around Seattle in recent years. Now, is it the same one?
It's probably the same one because he wintered in Seattle several times. And then a year and a half ago, he stayed at the Savoy Hotel.
And yes, and a year and a half or so ago, somebody caught
him
in
the
bean.
Head.
Yeah,
same man. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see him.
He was there, but he stayed. I tried to get him to stay, you know, for
uh-huh.
the second seating, and then to see some
oh,
of
he
the
left
old-timers.
It. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the reason why I didn't see him. Sure, I know him.
He said, I think I'll just mush on home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that there were several of them there at the first sitting that left early. Somebody was telling me that Warren Taylor was there and that he
yes,
wanted to
he
see
was.
Me, but he apparently got wore out and left before I got there.
You know, it's really unfortunate because we don't have a place in Fairbanks that would seat. Well, probably we couldn't feed them because I belong to auxiliary.
Well, that's
and
it, sure.
We do all the cooking and serving,
yeah.
and it's... We had about 500 people there last night,
yeah, sure.
all together.
Sure.
And there's no place in town we can seat that many
yeah, well.
And serve them ourselves.
Yes. Oh, that's quite a chore to take care
so,
of that many in a place like that.
Yeah.
If you just set up to handle big crowds like that and had the help.
Yeah.
Had the help.
See, the auxiliary, the men, the igloo,
mm-hmm.
they provide the beer, they take the tickets at the door, And the women cook the food and serve
it. Sure, well, that's quite a chore.
Of course, the men do other things, too.
Oh, yeah,
so it's
sure.
A combination of
yeah.
the affair.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got a picture of you last night talking with Alaska Stewart. Tell me about Alaska Stewart's father. Didn't he... Wasn't he with the road commission?
Her father, Jimmy Stewart, was an early day miner here, and he was also a foreman for the Alaska Road Commission in the early 20s.
Foreman for the road commission in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Or maybe before that. I really don't know.
Did he ever work for you or under you?
He worked under me afterwards for a year or two. And I don't remember just where or when it was, but mm-hmm. I know he did work under me for a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember just when or where. Just like with Jimmy, I'd forgot about where he had worked too
yeah.
until he told me.
Tell me some of the other people you met last night at the mug up, some whom you have known for years and years and years.
Well, there was Clyde Garrity, Bobby Mitchell, Dick Callahan, Billy Vick.
Billy Vick, did he ever work with you?
No, he never worked.
He was
for
a miner.
He was a miner.
Most of the time, yeah.
And Sig Wold, Corton Sig
oh,
never
Sig,
worked.
Of course.
Sig never worked for me,
but
of course.
Knew him.
Oh, one. Gosh, it's hard to think now.
How about Frank Young?
Frank Young, yeah. Frank Young and his son Tommy Young, and Tommy's mother, who later married Mort Cass, and...
Was she there last night?
Yeah, and Mrs. Cyril Burnett. And oh, Lil Angerman, and Mrs. Rust, and oh, Mrs. Coyle, and probably I could go on if I could think of it, but I just can't think of it.
Yeah, I'd hate to put you on the spot like this. You're probably thinking, I know it was just,
it was just one after another, you know.
Two or three people said, oh, there's Frank Nash is here. You better go see him.
Yeah,
right away.
First I'd be talking to somebody, and then somebody, come on over here. Here's somebody over here wants to see you. Don Adler, Mrs. and his Mrs. and Mrs. Dave Adler.
Yeah.
And then all of Jack Link's, his daughters over
daughter,
there. Shirley,
two daughters,
and, yeah,
Shirley.
Two daughters.
And Shirley Carlson, Helen Atkinson.
Yeah.
Lee Link.
Yeah. And
Jim Moody.
Yeah. And I stood alongside of the Egan of
Neva Egan.
The Egan girls there, three of them, I believe, for 10 minutes.
Oh, that was the other Egan family. Yeah.
Yeah.
George Sullivan, did you? He's the mayor of Anchorage now.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
Oh, yes.
Did you know him and Nenana when he was a kid?
I never knew George. I never knew George at all. I never met him before. It was the first time I ever met him, but I knew his father, and I know his sister.
What's his father's name?
It's Harvey Sullivan. He used to be marshal down in Valdez years ago.
Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, George is married to one of the Egan girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, when you said Egan, I thought you meant Mrs. The governor's wife, Neva Egan. She was there.
Yeah, she was there. And all the Egans, I mean, the three, their father was Dan Egan out here on Fairbanks Creek years ago.
There's Mary and Pat.
Pat, I think, is married to her, I don't know.
Sather, Pat Sather.
Pat and Martin Sather.
Yeah. And Mary Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And George Sullivan's wife. I can't think of her. Is that Margaret?
I don't know which one it is. And George, I know George's sister, Lillian. She's living down in California now.
Mm-hmm. Did you know, did you ever work in Valdez?
No, I never worked in Valdez, no.
That's where Governor Bill Egan
lived.
But you know him?
I've heard of him down there, and I met him down there years ago.
But the Egan family you're talking about is the E-A-G-A-N family.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish I'd known about it earlier, but I understand they all went out to Fairbanks Creek today after the Pedro Monument.
They went out
the
to...
The Egan's
they all went out there
out
afterwards.
There
oh, yeah.
And Vuka Stepovich. Do you know Mrs. Vuka Stepovich, Mike Stepovich's mother, the present Mike Stepovich's mother, or stepmother.
Stepmother, yeah. Yeah.
She was going out there today, too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And the old Mike, he had a lot of property out there at one time.
Yeah.
Fairbanks Creek, Fish Creek. Gosh, he had more ground there than he knew what to do with, I think.
I think they still have some out there.
Oh, I imagine so.
I'm not sure, but I know that Vuka Stepovich comes up every summer.
Oh, she does, huh?
Yeah, just about every summer. And she told me last night that she brought two grandsons from California, and they're living out there this summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They come to town to clean up and wash some clothes.
I bet that's a treat for them.
They're from California, these grandsons, and they're not used to the Alaska life.
Yeah.
And she thought maybe they would get bored.
Uh-huh.
Living out there, but she said they love it.
They do. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
She brought them to town, and they wanted to hurry up and go back.
Want to hurry up and get back.
Well, your wife now, is she still living?
My wife died the 6th day of last month.
Last month?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was her maiden name?
Her maiden name was Laura Lane.
Was she an Alaskan?
Well, yes, she was here for... She came up here in 1914. And was down in Ruby Country for a while and then up here in Fairbanks for a while.
She just died the 6th of June.
Yes.
Was her last name Lane?
Lane, yes.
Well, she must have known Mrs. Coyle down in that country then.
Mrs. Coyle? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because that's where Denny Coyle and Adriana spent a lot of time in Ruby area.
Yeah.
Was she born in Alaska?
No, she was born in Kansas, southern part of Kansas.
So she came here in 1914.
1914, yeah.
Well, tell me about the... Is it the International Sourdough Reunion? Is that the proper name of this group in Seattle?
There is the International Sourdough Reunion, which is a very loosely knit organization. Very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
It originated back in about 1913 around there sometime, on account of just a bunch of the old-timers, mostly there in Seattle, wanted to get together with others around in the different towns. So they got word around somehow or other and got them together, I think, the first time in Portland. And they organized then this International Sourdough Reunion. Well, now, you see, there are clubs. There's the Alaska Yukon Pioneers in Seattle, Ladies of the Golden North in Seattle, Alaska Friends in Seattle. There's a Yukoners Association of Vancouver. There's a club in Victoria. There's one in Medford, Oregon, and possibly one in Ashland. I'm not sure of that. There's one in San Francisco, the Oakland San Francisco Sourdough Club. There's another one in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
They're just clubs, and then there's another one in Santa Barbara too. They're just clubs and associations that are formed, and they run their own business. The International doesn't have a darn thing to say about what they do or anything, but all these organizations pay, I think it's a 15 cent per capita tax into the International.
I see.
Well, then every year we have our reunions. And the whole bunch, as much of them as possible, get together here, there, or elsewhere.
Yeah.
It happened that the year that I was president of the International, we had our get together in Las Vegas.
What year was that?
Well, let's see now. That was, we had the one in Seattle after that, 2, 3. That must have been about 70. And, last year we had it in San Francisco. Now this year it's on the Wickersham. Where it'll be next year, I don't know.
What's going to happen on this Wickersham trip?
What is going to happen?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Occupy the bar all day? Or
no, they're going to play bingo and one thing another.
You're going to have meetings, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, sure. We'll have our regular meetings and one thing another. Oh, yes.
You know, there's... do you ever get over into Idaho?
No, I've never... I've been over and through there, but not lately.
There's a man in Salmon, Idaho, who's 96... His name is John Snook, S-N-O-O-K, and he was a marshal, or a deputy marshal, in Skagway when Soapy Smith was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of hoping that maybe he could make this trip, but I don't know if he's up to it. I've never met him. I've heard about him. I've read about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how I'm going to get on that Wickersham, but I'm going to go. So you'll see me there one way or the other. Yeah. I'll be stowaway.
Well, Stanton Patty's going to be there, too. You talk about this man snooking me. Soapy Smith reminded me. Bobby Sheldon, you know, he's in...
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Bobby's in Seattle. But Bobby here, well, when they started this Klondike deal down there, they wanted to get a hold of some old-timers around Seattle, so... they had come to me and wanted to know if I knew of any of the old-timers around there. And, oh, yeah, sure, I know some of them. But I said, about the only one around here that knows anything about way back in those early days would be Bobby Sheldon.
Yeah.
So they wondered if they could get an interview with Bobby. Well, I told them I didn't know a thing about it, that would be entirely up to Bobby. Well, they asked me if I'd contact him and find out. And I said, sure. So I called Bobby, but I was apprehensive of it at first, because on account of Mrs. Sheldon being so ill. So, Bobby, I had told Bobby that I had realized everything and that I didn't think he should do it. And he says, well, he says, no, he says, I'm not going to give him another interview. He says, if they want an interview from me, they can go to Stan Patty. He says, I gave them an give him an interview about 3 or 4 years ago. He says he's never published it. So one day I called him to find out why. Well, he says, I'm saving that for your obituary. Bobby says, well, supposing I outlive you, then what's going to happen?
Yeah. He just might, too.
He just might, is right.
So did he ever use it?
How's that?
Did Stanton Patty?
No, he hasn't used it yet.
I see. And Bobby Sheldon is a great talker. Yeah, oh. I just wish he could have come back this golden
days. Yeah, he's a great talker,
he's
Bobby.
He's a great talker.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that he might make the trip? I know his wife is
I don't think so, no, yeah. Because she's so too bad.
Yeah.
She don't stay in the hospital very long at a time. She'll go up, maybe stay a day or so, and then right back out and down to the hotel. So it keeps Bobby pretty well tied down.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any chance of him getting away.
His daughter is. Did you meet her last night?
No, I didn't.
I think they were. I'm not positive. I know they were at the tea, or she was at the reception for the King and Queen Regent.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Seattle on Bobby's birthday,
90th
birthday, and had a birthday party for him.
Uh-huh.
So that was written up here locally.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have Lulu Fairbanks or people, or the old Jessens Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So I really miss that.
Yeah,
I think the people outside miss it, too.
They do. They miss it.
We miss a lot of old-timer news, a lot of pioneer news.
Yeah.
I knew Lulu Fairbanks used to do a good job on that.
Oh,
keeping
yes.
Track of who's who and who is where.
Yeah.
Who's doing what to whom.
She sure kept track of them, and no fooling.
Yeah.
She sure kept track of them. If you wanted to find out anything from her about in next Alaska down there, why, go to Lulu. She knew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you people who, you live in Seattle now.
Yes.
Before I forget it, what is your mailing address?
How's that?
What is your mailing address?
4407 Gilman Avenue West.
Is that G-I-L-M-A-N?
Yes.
Gilman Avenue West, Seattle.
No, not West Seattle, just Seattle.
Gilman Avenue West.
Yes.
And then Seattle,
then
Washington.
Then Seattle, Washington, 98199. Lots of people have got it West Seattle.
No. It's Gilman Avenue West.
Yes.
Comma. Seattle,
right.
Washington.
Right.
Yeah. Well, have you still been, traveling a lot? Of course, I mean, you're up here this summer, so that means you're traveling some more, but you're flying.
Yeah, I flew up, and tomorrow we're going down to Summit by car, and then they're going to, John Cooley's going to pick us up at Summit in his airplane and take us to Anchorage.
When you talk about Summit, are you talking about Summit on the Richardson Highway or Summit
on
the new...
on the railroad.
Oh, on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to drive on the new highway.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that. See, I worked on that section of the railroad all along there quite a bit. So I'm kind of interested in that part of the country, and I want to see what it looks like now. I haven't been over that for, oh gosh, I don't know, it's been... 23, 25. It's been 30 years since I've been down over there.
Yeah, well, you retired from in November of 50.
Yes, but you see, the last 10 years or so, it was up here, and any time we went outside or down to Juneau, we flew from here down.
Yeah.
So you had no occasion to go down that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, once the airplanes came, the railroad and the steamships sort of folded up as
in
far
way,
as southern traffic was
in
concerned.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
The steamboat sure did, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, this man who's picking you up in his airplane, is he an old friend of yours?
No, he's a nephew.
A nephew.
He was a nephew of my wife's, rather.
I see.
Yeah. John, he works for the FAA.
In Anchorage.
He worked up here in the, he graduated from University of Alaska here in, ooh, I don't remember when it was. It was just before the war anyhow. He graduated and then he went to work then when after the, after World War II was over, he came up and worked on the road commission until, Bureau of Public Roads took over, then John went to work for the FAA. Been with them ever since.
How about Woody Johansson? How long have you known him?
Oh, I've known Woody...
Since he was knee-high to a grasshopper?
Since, yes.